This week I want to go back and expand upon the second weekly meditation on the domain of the heart. And I want to discuss and explore the possibility of action instead of reaction once we experience the boundless space of the heart. There's a difference between action and reaction. Reaction would be an aspect of not what the Sufis call nafs al-amara, which is instinctually driven, but also developed over time as we become a human being. We have our special impulse to survive, not just for ourselves, but for the species. And so a great deal of nafs al-amara is oriented around that particular concern. And now, to some extent, it's a very legitimate and appropriate concern. But if you remember Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of actualization, you could see that that's the base concern. And then we need the bottom line concern. And then once, obviously, we have survived, we have to move into a realm of personal awakening and actualization. So actualization is to act, to be able to act instead of react. And in our time, this is a very important skill and a realization to have. We have so many impressions between all the issues that we hear about and know about outwardly and more global issues, more global community issues of racism, of not only Black Lives Matter, but also the issue of inheriting male privilege and the subjugation of the feminine. And also, and besides that, we have the virus, of course, and all the fear. And then we have our country's leadership in the United States and leadership elsewhere as well that tries to divide people instead of unite people, which is actually the antithesis of what the Sufi message is all about, which is toward the one, and also Tawhid or divine unity. So what I'd like to do is lead you in a meditation about this, and hopefully it supports you this week whenever you're feeling a little overwhelmed by all the impressions, not only the impressions of the community, but also the impressions that you've grown up with. Maybe they're familial. Maybe as a child you needed to employ certain strategies to get along and to move forward into life under the leadership of your parents and older siblings and friends, teachers. But now it's time to cast aside all of these heavy impressions and defensive postures and experience a place of freedom, sovereignty, and spiritual liberty. So watching our breath for a moment, just allow that breath, as I said earlier, if you can't sense your breath, and the breath is not your breathing, you place your finger maybe an inch below the nostrils and experience your out-breath touching it. And then you concentrate sort of midway between the finger and the nostrils. And once you can sense the breath there, then you can, of course, drop your finger. You don't need to keep holding it there, but just be present to your breath. And amazingly enough, your breath, with the support of your presence, shifts, it changes from a baseline breath, which is what I would call your normal breath, or actually a representation of your nafs in the breath, the habits of your breath, to something more, what Anaya Khan would call, Pure Merchant Anaya Khan would call a natural breath instead of a normal breath. A natural breath which releases and lets go of all heaviness, all heavy impressions. What it's left with is our impressions, but they're impressions of lightness, of being, clarity, and life, vibration. movement. And once you reach that place of clarity and lightness of being and a very high frequency vibration in the breath, it's actually multiple vibrations, but it converges into one. All the different pranas converge into one. Then you take your index finger and place it at the top of the sternum in the center of the chest, the bone in the center of the chest where the two clavicles come, the right and the left meet there. And about a hand's width down where your little finger is resting in the sternum, that is the area I want you to examine with your natural breath. So you can put your hand down and just breathe in and allow yourself to, with the radiance, with the light of the breath and the life of the breath, using it in the breath almost like a flashlight, look for that subtle plexi. And at first it may be almost in the imaginal realm, like maybe I sense something here. But then as you know, if it is calling to you right there, go for it. And allow your breath to touch that area, to massage it. The in-breath massaging it. The out-breath massaging it. Just like the morning breeze when you go outside caresses your cheek. And the ancient ones called as blowing on the ember of the heart. And this practice is in every single spiritual tradition on the planet. It truly represent unity. Breathing in and breathing out. And of course, when you breathe on an ember, it begins to warm up. It flares up. And as you're massaging this area, you may actually feel some sense of warmth. Kind of like a decongestant. Like when you were a child, maybe your mother, and you were sick, maybe your mother could rub some ointment on your chest and to decongest it. And you felt it penetrating and warm. This is a warm decongesting of the heart. And that warmth is radiant discharge. The dust is being released from the surface of the heart as through the light of your breath, through your presence. Just like it was released from the breath through your presence. And also, as it does, as you experience that warmth, you begin to experience softening in the area. So these are felt shifts. You can actually feel this area shift from maybe the imaginal to definitely there's something here to warming, which is discharging, to softening, which is the development of space, which at first is the semantic space embodied. So you, when you feel that, like the chest cavity may seem larger than usual. And in-breath, penetrate, go deeper into it, and allow the witness to descend into the space of the heart. From the head down into the heart. And as you look around from that place, be present to the space and breathe in and breathe out. And notice that the space develops. It unfurls into, well, it goes beyond the skin. So it's both outside your physical body, but also in. So it's traversing your physical body, but it's a space that's not of it. And you breathe in and you breathe out and watch that space unfurl until it becomes boundless. It traverses time and space, but it's not of it, just like it traverses your body and is not of it. It's a vast, boundless space. That which Ibn al-Arabi would have called a sea without a distant shore. As you're breathing in and out, it unfurls into a boundless domain. This domain is paradoxically both sheer emptiness and also at the same time sheer fullness. Fullness like absolute potentialities. All the divine secrets are shimmering within this sea of the heart. But more importantly, experience how you feel within this domain. You feel your identity has shifted from that which is born in time and space, and that which dies from time and space, or passes on beyond time and space, to something that is rooted beyond time and space. Something which we would call eternal. So your identity now in this vast domain is free. And it's from here that you can look and employ the eyes of the heart, or you can listen, employ the ears of the heart, and from that, not only gain a sense of intuition or insight, gosh, but also from this place of freedom, you notice that those aspects of life which were so charged for you, the charge has become diffused. Those aspects of life that which were so heavy for you have become lighter. You can even understand the teachings of Jesus when he said, "Come to me, all you who are heavy burdened, and travail not, for my burden is light." So you can now have the same light experience of Christ. Ruhala, Isa Ruhala, that which gives life. And not only has it diffused and softened the impressions of outer life and also your inner psyche, not only, but it gives you, as I said, insight into possibilities from which you can act instead of react, because you're not so caught up. Your historical identity is still there, but this other identity which resides within the domain of the heart embraces the historical identity and all of its troubles, but it's also free of them at the same time. Amen.